Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Walter Kieschel back on the show. Walter is a former editorial director at the Harvard Business Publishing Organization, former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, and his book called The Lord of the Strategy has become one of my favorites. And as you know, I like talking about strategy for small businesses, because you, small business owners, you naturally gravitate to the execution side of managing your business, to the management side of running your business, but you don't necessarily gravitate to the executive side, which is where strategy is found. And that's one of the things I think would help you grow your business a lot more effectively long term if you could spend a little more time on this, in the strategy work of executives. And Walter's here to help us with that. Walter, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back as always. Walter, you've got failure on your mind today, and that might seem like something people would be, if you were talking to any other group, Walter, you would expect that they would say, what kind of thing is that to be thinking about? But since you're talking to my audience, they know how I feel about failure. They know, they've heard me say for 13 years that failure is the harness mate of success. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly true. I mean, my thinking about it recently was sparked by a special issue that the Harvard Business Review did in April, and they devoted virtually the entire issue to the subject of failure and how you can learn from it, and how in many respects it can be an almost inspiring thing, and how it's also a necessary thing.
I don't think you can really appreciate value and profit from your successes if you don't have at least a somewhat abiding relationship with failure. If you've never failed, so to speak, and I know people who think they never have, but if you've never failed, I don't think you can really count on success. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's true. What do they say out west? Something like, if you ain't been throwed, you ain't rode.
And, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is we're not talking about, when we say failure, folks, we're not talking about thermonuclear meltdown, you know, over and over again. That's not what we're talking about, are we?
No.
Although you, if you know the story about William Macy back in the mid-19th century, you know, when he finally hit on the company that's alive today, that was his something like his eighth attempt, and the previous seven, you know, went bankrupt.
Or how many filaments did Thomas Edison go through before
10,000? 10,000. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Incandescent bulb. One of the things that is important to note about it, though, is, of course, as you were suggesting, Jim, you want to have your failures in the right places, in the right areas of your business. I was thinking about this. You know, if you're running a sandwich shop and you've got 10 really successful sandwiches that your customers like and rely on, you don't want to start making bad versions of those sandwiches. If you've
right.
got a routine part of your business that's successful, you shouldn't tolerate failure in that area. On the other hand, if you're thinking about introducing a couple of new sandwiches, that's a perfect place to experiment with failure. If you bring out a new bologna and provolone and hot pepper sandwich and your customers hate it, that's something, a failure to learn from.
Right, absolutely. Well, and the thing is that one of my mentors told me one time, he said, make lots of decisions, and if you know what you're doing, you'll make most of them right. Now, if you make lots of decisions, that pretty much means you have to make lots of little bitty decisions, small
right.
decisions. Not wait till they're big and hairy and they take you down if you make a mistake. But if you make lots of decisions, you're going to make smaller decisions. And when you fail at the smaller ones, then those are learning opportunities. They're not catastrophic.
But that's exactly right. You should and fail small and fail kind of early in the process. I mean, back to the sandwich shop metaphor or trope. If you're deciding, well, I want to introduce hot grilled sandwiches, panini or whatever. If you're going to try that out as part of your lineup, don't go out and buy yourself a $10,000 industrial strength panini making machine. Get yourself a few George Foreman grills or their equivalent and. Try those, make a few of those sandwiches, and see whether your customers like them, and give them enough time to wear through the novelty effect.
Credit companies know that if their collection rate is too high, they're too successful with their collection rate. They're probably not taking enough chances. They're probably not doing enough business. They know that they have to push the envelope a little bit. And they expect to lose some loans in order to do the right amount of business. Hold on to that thought. Walter Kieschel and I will be right back. We're talking about failure. His book is called The Lords of Strategy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.